Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, we were talking earlier about the prophetic storm, the perfect storm that John Paul Jackson was speaking about in 2008 and 2010. And there's so many things happening. You know, his lists are some of them. And some of the things God has shown us is some of them. And it just he's just making himself know. Listen, God lets his people know before he does something. Mm-hmm. Realize the reason why we're hearing all this is because he's doing something and about to do something. And God allows minimum force necessary to get us to turn back to him. If you have not yet heard this generation, don't give up on a pagan generation. You can watch it. It's about our present day and time on VFN TV. You've got to see it because a generation after Joshua's generation gave up on God.
Right.
They didn't give up. They didn't even took the knowledge of God. They didn't acknowledge him. They were paganistic. And it doesn't say how many afterwards, but it's right after everybody. All of Joshua's generation went on to be with the Lord. So you got a whole bunch of variances there, depending on how old everybody is. And obviously Joshua was older than the young ones because he had to wait for their parents to
move on.
and we find out that the things that God does, and God, listen, God will allow raiders to come and raid you of your stuff and your things and everything that you wouldn't acknowledge that God had given to you through honoring him with the first fruits from that and not worshiping them, but worshiping him and thanking him for them and that and stuff and whatever. But if we don't respond, things get worse. And we're seeing all these weather patterns, these wild weather patterns. But John Paul Jackson, if you missed that, you got to go to the torch and see the perfect storm. And I believe also on VFN TV, mm-hmm. the Elijah storm.
Yeah.
And you can hear, it's just filled with prophetic teachings. You can know, think about this. You can put down your electronics. You can turn off your distractions. You can be like Dr. Carson is doing today and do what's right. And you can find out right now. You could find out by going to VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com and watch the prophetic teachings on VFN TV. And you can hear firsthand prophecy, which is history in advance. Some of the things have already happened. Some of the things are happening. And some of them are about to happen. But one thing that was said by John Paul Jackson of Streams Ministries, and you get to him at streamsministry.org or AWTV. But he has, also you can get to The Perfect Storm at VFNTV.com. On the bottom there, you can see a banner to be able to get directly to the update. There's so many things going on. They have a website dedicated just to the updates that's going on. But we have ice now. We have droughts going on. We have fires, you know, 4 months ahead of time in California out there. We have earthquakes. We have hurricanes up in New Jersey, you know, Hurricane Sandy. I mean, I can't even name them all, there's so many of them. But now we actually have ice that's plowing into lakeside houses. The ice is moving. Listen to CBN News.
Well, finally, Pat, lakeside homes in northern Minnesota were damaged over the weekend by what's being called an ice wave. Take a look at this. Strong winds pushed the huge sheets of ice from Lake Mille Lacs ashore. Residents say the sound of the ice coming towards the houses was like a train chugging on tracks. The ice collided with homes and fences, plowing through glass doors and windows. In one lakeside town in Canada, the ice reached about 27 feet high. It crashed through 27 buildings and destroyed 12 homes. Amazing, Pat.
Wow.
People would say, is this the end of the world? I don't know if it's the end of the world, but we've got some strange weather going on. And I've never heard of anything like that before. Have you?
Never. Not ever. But yeah. Also, I think just even the weather patterns for this spring have been bizarre.
Strange.
It's still cold in the Midwest and the North. Unbelievable.
The coldest April on record. I think probably the coldest May on record. And then all of a sudden, it's gotten hot. Then it's gotten cold again. I mean, it's just crazy. Storm, tornado. And we haven't got many hurricanes yet, but vicious tornadoes. It's amazing weather, but
don't hang your jackets up yet.
I'm not putting any biblical significance on it because I don't know what they are, but nevertheless, it's strange.
It really is.
That's so important because you're looking at things that was prophesied about by John Paul Jackson. If you haven't yet, hopefully maybe soon we'll get a chance to revisit that again. But you can go to the Elijah Storm. Go to VFNTV.com and select the Elijah Storm. And there's for 10 years that I was literally driven, compelled by the Holy Spirit to prophesy Malachi 4, 5, and 6. And for, it ends with, or else I'll smite the earth with a curse. And it ended, God literally showed up in my office, and his presence was so strong. I stood at attention, and he told me that they didn't respond, move on. And right after that is when the hurricane started hitting in Haiti.
Tsunami?
No, the earthquake, I meant. Earthquake hit in Haiti. And it just began. Mm-hmm. All these things, just the rhythm of these things began. So if somebody says, well, that means everything's going to fall apart. Well, you know, like Pat Robinson saying, you know, who knows? But based on what prophetically has been said is, these things will happen until we repent. And they'll get closer and closer together and more often, frequent. And they'll be like a little bit here, a little bit there. This area might not be hit, but that area will be hit. And it'll just continue on. And what is this? Is the mercies of God going? Mm-hmm. And it very well could be you're going to repent.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm going to have a people, and which is great to see. It's hopeful to see that God's allowing things to happen. He says, you know, when I send a plague, when locusts devour the land, when I send a plague amongst my people, and this is what he's saying. That if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. And this is important. If that was your home, when you go there, you can see this video on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. It's called, you know, Ice Waves Plowing into Lakeside Homes at the Perfect Storm. Understand that with that, imagine this huge wave of ice, as they described it, just beginning to and it's like ice is like a mountain.
Yeah.
Imagine a mountain just pushing up and shoving its way into your home, and they're standing in their living room with this piece of this huge ice that just pushed its way right through the front of their house. Listen, why does it have to be everybody's home? Why does it have to be your home before we listen and humble ourselves? Let's just humble ourselves today. Let's stand up and begin to say, you know what? I see the sword being fashioned against us. I see the storm coming. Let's begin to warn people so that they repent, and this whole thing stops, and God relents. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.